Gail Lowry. I'm the mayor of New Hazleton.
Okay, and can you tell our listeners why you are running for mayor of New Hazleton again?
I still enjoy doing the work. I do. I still enjoy what I do. That's probably the biggest reason why.
Okay, so Gail, what are your new and recurring priorities that you'll focus on if you win this year?
Probably a lot of the same as what we always do. We've always focused on maintaining our infrastructure. Like, we don't take on new projects without being able to look after what we've already got. That's kind of always been the way we've done things here, and it's worked really well.
Okay. Yeah. So infrastructure, are there, maybe community priorities for the people of New Hazleton as well that you've learned or something that's important to maintain?
Well, I'm talking about like maintaining our roads and our water, our sewer. It's not a big town and we don't, have a big tax base. So, we don't have, lots and lots of monies, but we try to keep what we've got in good working condition all the time. Mm-hmm. Keep our roads repaved when they need it. Those types of things are what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this might be a difficult question to answer, but how will you continue to make a difference if you lose this year?
If I lose, not going to change anything. I'm still going to belong to the same, other than being on council, I'll still belong to the same organizations I've always belonged to and contribute in that way.
Beautiful.
I have different other interests besides just sitting on the council, and I enjoy doing them. So, hopefully I'll just continue to carry on doing those things.
Now, who do you hope to speak for as mayor?
I don't think any one particular group is more important than another. Businesses are important, and like, we'd love to have more businesses, of course, because they do contribute to the tax base. But I don't know that I would prefer one over another. Mm-hmm. I would hope that we speak for everybody. Mm-hmm. And support everything that comes into town.
What do you think are New Hazleton's, the community's, biggest struggles that you personally feel like you don't face?
I guess probably because I'm retired, I don't have to worry about going out into the, trying to get a job, a good paying job.
Yep. Honestly, I ask everybody roughly the same questions, unless I have a really specific question about your area. I ask the same questions because I think when people are thinking about voting, they don't know if they're being represented. And so it's just a question to kind of think, are you aware and connected with your community? But I know New Hazleton is such a small community that I feel like one person's problem is probably everyone's problem. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, lack of housing and employment, probably lack of housing even more. Yeah. Employment and housing, I think, are probably the two things.
Yeah.
I do have a house, so I'm lucky in that regard. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people, aren't that lucky either. So
why do you think it's important for people to vote locally?
Everybody's vote matters, as far as I'm concerned. If you vote, you choose the person that you want to represent you, and hope your voice is heard.
Absolutely. Yeah. Where can people vote in New Hazleton?
At the Irwin Stage Community Center.
All right. So that was it that I had for questions, Gail. Was there anything that I didn't bring up that you think is important for people to know as far, about you or your platform?
I don't know that I have a platform. This is New Hazleton. The only one thing I think I would like to say is how happy and proud I am with our new town office. We built a new town office this year, and I'm pretty proud that we got that done. Mm-hmm. In a pandemic year. It's a beautiful building, and we desperately needed it because our old one was like really old and falling apart. So that's, yeah, I think that's the one thing I'm pretty happy about that we accomplished here.
My name is Robert Henwood, H-E-N-W-O-O-D. I've been in the Hazeltons for just about 40 years and grew up in the Kispiaks. Well, worked in the Kispiaks, built a campsite, moved to town. Been volunteer at the Skeena Bakery for 9 years. I was fire department here for 5 years, all volunteer. And now I'm running for mayor.
Okay, great. So can you tell our listeners why you're running for mayor of New Hazelton?
Well, number one is I think we need a change. I think the people in power have been there for too long and got too comfortable and really not moving much of anything except just costing us more money. And if I can somehow lower people's taxes or help them out a bit, that's what I want to do.
Okay, great. So I feel like we're kind of circling around your priorities. Can you focus on some of your wide sweeping but also specific priorities that you'd focus on if you're mayor?
Well, basically what I want to do is hopefully change the tax base, because basically we pay quite a bit in this area. In the north, everybody knows we pay a lot. I also want to look after, we don't got lots of homeless here, but it's starting to pick up. And I want to look after basically the schools and the hospitals. And because what's happening now, we're losing so much staff here and there because COVID and everything else. So I think we need to put something in place where this doesn't happen again.
Mm-hmm. And sorry, when that doesn't happen, you mean losing people that are working in schools and hospitals? Can you expand on that?
Well, yeah, because basically if you look at it, if they're getting the COVID, next thing you know, they're gone. So and the hospitals are getting shut down and stuff like this because of lack of nurses and doctors. Mm-hmm. And I think that's getting to be more and more out of place or out of reach for anybody to see a doctor, to talk to a doctor, or get any help because it's so booked up or it's so backed up that they don't have time to deal with you. You know, before it went to Northern Health or whatever, the system seemed to work okay. Next, you know, we got Northern Health, and I think they overspend and blah, 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 blah. But I just think that people have to start getting back to thinking and realizing that everybody's human and we all have to look after each other. But if we keep doing what we're doing, it's just like one side against the other side. Doctors decide when, how long you're going to be and whatever the heck. And I think that's wrong.
If you don't win, what will you do to continue to make a difference in your community, even if you're not elected mayor?
Well, I'll keep trying to do what I can do and helping people, because I do that. And basically I try to do the best I can for our community. And, I think if we just keep working towards trying to help the community, things might get better, you know, because it's always take, 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 take. Why not? You know, because the thing is, sure, governments and communities have to look after the community. But if you have no people to look at, to be there, to look after the community, you have no community.
What do you think are your community's biggest struggles that you personally don't face, but you know is an issue in your community?
Yeah, because I mean, I've logged. I've built a campsite. I've done enough of this stuff that I know what people need. I know how people hurt in the logging. I know how they hurt and whatever they do, because I've had the same injuries because of working, right? Mm-hmm. And I just think if somehow we can just even help people a little bit, we'll put some smiles on their faces. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of just keep, like I say, you keep taking, 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 sooner or later that's going to break.
All right. So why is it important for people to vote locally?
Well, I just think, like I say, we've had parties in for quite a few years now, and I think you get too comfortable. And sometimes I think we just need to break up that party a bit once and wake them up a bit and get them that joy back into it. Mm-hmm. And working for the community or doing stuff for the community, right?
Yeah. Okay, great. Robert, was there any kind of last statement that you wanted to make to our listeners for them to know a little bit more about you, or something that you think is important for them to think of when they're at the voting ballot?
Well, I don't know more about me. Let me see. I mean, I was from an abused family when I was younger. I mean, that's besides the point. But, I mean, it was what they talk about abuse today is nothing like we had when we were kids. But that's besides the point. But you grow to respect and to look after your own family a little bit better that way. Mm-hmm. You know, and you just keep trying. And I just keep trying. I mean, I ran for mayor before. And I've had people say, well, why don't you go for counselor? No, I want to be able to run the place, get people working, get people doing stuff, and put more in the community so people stay in our community.